Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? My weekly show on Patreon, where Ben Glaze and myself review current episodes in the past week of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. You're going to love episode number 26. I've got the first handful of minutes of it for you to check out. Now, if you want to listen to the full show, we usually go in the neighborhood of about an hour. If you want to check out the full show and the 25 previous shows, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and sign up for free. That's right. You get 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Full disclosure, you have to put in a payment form, but cancel it right after. What that does is it guarantees that you will not get charged at the end of the 7 days. And then once you cancel it, you'll still get the 7 days. It's a guaranteed way of doing things. You're like, easy. Well, how do you make money? Well, it's because it's great. And at the end of it, you're going to sign up for $5 or $10 a month. I like this to be an actual free trial. I don't want to trick you into getting you to give me your money. I want you to sign up because you like what I'm putting out there. All right. That's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. For now, enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
You don't know where I've been!
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
After the break, the most chilling radio moment of the year. Fridge or no fridge for hot sauce. The heat is on. This is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
Who are these free beers?
Hello, everyone. Welcome into the show. Ben Glaze is here. Hello, Ben Glaze.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Feeling good? Feeling fine?
Yeah.
Those intro clips always, whenever you hear those just out of left field, like, oh, hey, coming up, we'll tell you what's going on if you put it in the fridge or not. It always hits really hard.
It's like a spoof of the show. But it's not.
Okay, well, here we go. Another week. This is episode number 26. Hello to the folks on the live stream. I think they are checking in here. I see Chris is there, Maureen, Jeremy, Bob, Megan, Patrick, Amy, and I'm sure a few more. So, hello to each and every one of those folks. And Ben, start us off. What is kind of like encapsulating your listening, your clipping of the show? What stood out to you?
A new game stood out to me that Freebeer brought to the table. And then I have some clips of some other random segments.
Yeah, I do that from time to time, too.
Like, I listen to a lot of segments, and some of them were just, I couldn't really focus in on anything. And so then, but then I found one game that I was like, all right, this is a wealth of clips.
By the way, then, what game was it? I'm curious.
He called it the Lemming game.
Yes, the Lemming game. I'm so glad.
Okay.
Because I did hear that. I did hear the Lemming game.
All right.
Now, I love that you're parking on games, because what I'm picking up on the games is, as dull as they were before, they've somehow managed to get even more pointless. And the Lemming game was probably the one that made me start to formulate that thought, because of the... It's so dull and yeah. No thought into it whatsoever. None.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Go at it.
Okay.
Have at it. And let's see where this takes us.
All right. So before we get into the Lemmy game, I've got one clip that is, to be fair, I heard a funny joke, but then a free beer is pulled immediately after.
Okay. Clip one.
This text, I think Kelly's the nicest because, according to her words, not mine, she gives face parties for Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits. That's a good exchange rate.
I would. I love those.
Those
biscuits.
Things are good.
Oh, my God. They still do the, like, unlimited jumbo shrimp. You'll see what you're... I'll let you in the back door for that. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that is a good joke. And that,
yeah, I thought
that,
the backdoor thing was funny, and then just kidding.
Yeah, that was, and that's the segment. Who's the nicest? Who's your favorite show member or something like that?
Yeah, which member is the nicest? It was a pretty.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
This text, I think Kelly's the nicest because, according to her words, not mine, she gives face parties for Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
That alone is funny. That's funny.
That's a good exchange rate.
I would. I love those.
Those things are good.
Oh, my God. They still do the, like, unlimited jumbo shrimp. You'll see what you're... I'll let you in the back door for that.
Okay, if it ended there. Perfect.
Right.
But no.
Just kidding.
Ah, you fucking bitch. What the fuck are you just kidding me for?
Yeah, seriously.
Just kidding me. I'll let you in the back
door.
Just
be happy. Let the joke lay there and let everybody laugh about it.
Yeah. And then you can laugh about everyone's reactions. You can.
Yeah.
You can't, it ruins it. You got to stop doing that. You're not kidding. You're joking. We know you're joking because no one in the right mind would say, hey, put your cock in my ass because you gave me shrimp. That's a joke, you dumb bitch. Yes. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right. So now we're moving on to the Lemming game. And for this clip, I'll just let Freebeer describe the game.
Okay, perfect.
We're going to call this the Lemming game.
Now, by the way, I don't know why he called it this. And Me neither. I'll explain that in a second, because the lemming is like someone who follows along.
Okay.
Okay, so like if you decided you wanted to go rob a bank, I said, hey, Robin's a bank. Cool, I'm going to go rob a bank.
Like, yeah.
I would have had to have seen you rob the bank in order to do what you did. Okay.
Right.
But that's not how the game is played.
No, not at all.
We're going to call this the Lemming Game. Don't be a free thinker. Think like the masses and you'll be a champion.
Okay.
I'm going to have everybody will be playing at once. Tommy, Maitland, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve.
Okay.
I will give you something like, name a cast member of Seinfeld. And you each think of your answer.
Okay.
I'm going to trust that people won't change their answers. You don't have to write them down.
Okay.
We're on the honor system here.
Okay.
Kelly. Can we write them down, though?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to.
And if your answer matches anybody else's answer, you get a point.
So why did they just call it, like, think like the masses?
I don't know.
Yeah, or something. Or it's basically, my wife pointed out, she's like, I also thought of this. She's like, it's just like Family Feud, right? And I was like, well, kind of, but it's just with people in the room. They don't have a poll for the most named whatever.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'm going to jump. Is your next clip feature his first example?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think so.
Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm putting myself into the brain of him. And,
okay.
Because a lot of these, it's like, we've talked about how they just do stuff to waste time, and there's nothing interesting and funny in it. And the idea that, well, let's just do it and it'll be great, or it'll somehow be funny, you know, that's becoming a harder and harder thing to be something that actually happens. And so this is another example of that. And that, along with a couple other clips that I pulled, I'm like, there's nothing going on here. You're going to do this for 10 or 15 minutes, and there's nothing interesting. All you're doing is, like, in these other examples, oh, hey, your answer. Like, if you were to ask the one, I think they did, hey, name a type of chocolate. Or, I'm sorry, name a type of ice cream. And you're going to go with chocolate or vanilla because you want to have the one that everyone's thinking. So everyone's going to say the same goddamn thing. Okay.
But guess what Steve said?
Of course, Steve did not. He's the unhammered nail. So I guess Steve doesn't know how to play. So
yeah, he said Rocky Road.
Yes. All right. I'm getting ahead of you. It's
clip number three. It's time to name fruits.
Okay.
Yay.
Tommy.
Banana.
Maitland.
Banana.
Yeah, Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Apple.
Kelly.
Apple.
Steve.
Apple.
Three apples.
Yeah. How do you
So
get,
that means you
how,
get the point.
Yeah, so they get, yay, right. They get points. You know? I mean, it's just stupid. There's a TV show called Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
Where the guy awards points and the points don't mean anything. At least there's something redeeming in the comedy. They're just announcing fruits, and then they get a goddamn point. Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to do it. My free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? If you want more, listen to the whole show and all my other shows for free with a 7-day free trial at patreon.com/Eric Zink. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.